clap offering. Hallelujah! Hey, hey, hey! Hallelujah! Wow! Have we got Arsenal supporters in the house? No, my son warned me, stop it, Mom. It's not funny anymore. So, who else is the losing team? Which other team is that? No. Let's give Arsenal a break. Brother Terry is here, so let's give him a break. Hallelujah! 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 We are on the winning side. We win all the time. We are winners in the Lord. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen. Okay, give your neighbor a high five and say, neighbor, it is my year of Jubilee. Hallelujah. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, it is your year of Jubilee. Amen. Okay, let's take a seat. We haven't got much time, so I'm going to fly through this message. But in the name of Jesus, you will hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. In Jesus' name. So we're going to go straight to the book of Luke. Everybody look for Luke. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, that was better, Ayed. So Luke chapter 17, verse 11. We're going to read from 11 to verse 19. I'm reading from the King James, and it says, "Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' So when he saw them, he said to them, 'Go show yourselves to the priest.' And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Turn to your neighbor and say, "Where are the 9? Look puzzled, look confused, look perplexed. Where are the 9? Where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, 'Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well.'" Amen. So this is the story, okay? But I just want to tell you a little bit about leprosy, okay? Back then, leprosy was an incurable disease. It was terminal. When you have it, that's it. So no hope. You know, that's it. It's over. And basically, back then as well, you're deemed to be unclean. And so you're ostracized. You have to leave your home, your family, everything, because it was deemed contagious. So basically, if you stay there, everyone around you will catch it. So when people had leprosy, not only did they have this disease, but they also had to leave their home and just go and congregate in some leper colony. So, you know, so they had the emotional pain as well as the physical disease. And the Levitical law to back them up. If we go to Leviticus 13 from verse 45, from verse 43, he will tell us what the priest said. The priest basically will confirm. It's the priest that will look at you and say that you have leprosy and tell you to go. Then the priest shall examine it, and indeed, if the swelling of the sore is reddish white on his bald head or on his bald forehead, as the appearance of leprosy on the skin of the body. Go on, please. He is a leprous man. He is unclean. The priest shall surely pronounce him unclean. His sore is on his head. 45. Now the leper on whom the sore is, His clothes shall be torn and his head bare, and he shall cover his mustache and cry out, unclean, unclean, unclean. So basically, they were banished, and then they also had to wear torn clothes, and they had to go around announcing unclean, 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 so that, you know, anyone who hears it would kind of move out of their way so they don't get infected. So, I mean, it was just bad. I'm trying to paint a picture of what a leper looks like to you. Please show the video. It's watch this video as well. It tells you a little bit about this leprosy. I think we need a lecture on leprosy, yes. So that's what we're getting today. So, yeah. Let there be a video, amen. And there was a video, okay, from 28, yeah.
Leprosy is a bacteria that destroys the sense of touch in the extremities, like the hands, feet, and face. Without any feeling, a person easily injures themselves. Paralyzing deformities often appear. As the years go by, sunken noses and damaged eyes deform the face.
That's it. Thank you. Just a little clip to see the physical nature of this. It was bad. It was horrible. So we'll go back to a story. Yes? It says, and it happened. Yeah? In the name of Jesus, it will happen for you in Jesus' name. Good things will happen for you in the year of Jubilee. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree that it will happen for us in 2018 in Jesus' name. So it says it happened as he went to Jerusalem. It happened. And then he passed through their midst. It just so happened that day he passed through their midst. The Lord will pass through our midst in Jesus' name. Because as he passes through our midst, blessings will happen. We will be blessed. We will be delivered. We will be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Am I the only one who wants all of this? So he says, and it happened. And so he came to this village. And it says that they lifted their voices. Verse 13, they lifted their voices. So what I want to talk about today is going higher in God. And the three steps. So we know we have high, high, higher, highest. Big, bigger, biggest. So we can be on this level and we're high in the things of God. And then we can come higher. Amen. And then we go to the highest level. In Jesus' name, year of Jubilee, we'll be on the highest level. In the name of Jesus. Amen. COG, C-O-G, is the three words that I want us to talk about. So we will see it from what these guys did, the 10 lepers. And the first word that I want us to focus on is, it's not a word, it's a phrase, cry out. But it stands for C, cry out. The Bible says that they cried out. They cried out to the Lord because they needed Jesus. How many of us need Jesus? I need Jesus. So they knew they needed Jesus. So they cried out to the Lord. But you know, I bet they'd heard the story because Luke chapter 5 talks about how Jesus healed a leper. Okay? The leper said, if you're willing, you can make me clean. And Jesus said, I am willing. He touched him and he was cleansed. Amen. So I bet that these guys had heard about Jesus healing a leper and maybe other miracles. So they cried out to Jesus. Psalms 18:6 says, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. Amen. So cry out to the Lord. Some of us were on that level. We know how to cry out to the Lord. Amen. How many of us know how to cry out to the Lord? Psalm 77 also says, I cried out to God with my voice, to God with my voice, and he gave ear to my ear. He gave ear to me. Jeremiah 33 says, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. So we cry out to the Lord. We call on the Lord. And we call with confidence, knowing that he will answer us. You know, these guys had heard about Jesus. So they had heard. You know, the Bible says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. So they had heard. But then, what do you now do with what you hear? You do. So they cried out. So that was the first thing. So cry out. They cried out to the Lord. And the Bible says that, verse 14, he says, so when he saw them, you know, that some of us were going through stuff in our lives that we know about. We are the only ones who know. We know our pain. We know what we're believing God. We know. Even our spouses, they might know, but because it's all on the inside. But listen, God knows. He not only knows, he sees us. Amen. The Bible says in verse 14 that he saw them. Amen. He saw them. The Bible says in Isaiah 59:1 that his hands are not too shortened to save us. Neither is his ears deafened to hear us. He saw them. He stretched out his hands. He heard them. And he delivered them. Amen. So the next step is, the first one I said is cry out. Yes. Actually, listen to how they cried out. They cried out. They said, Jesus, Master. They acknowledged that he was God of all. He was the one who, he was the boss. He you know. So Jesus, Master. So cry out. And then the next thing that Jesus did, you know, so when they said, Jesus, have mercy on us. What did Jesus do? Please talk to me. What did Jesus do when they said, have mercy on us? Come on, talk. What did he do? He stopped to listen, and then what did he do? Please show it. And then the next verse. So what did Jesus do? What? He gave them instructions. He spoke to them. He said something to them. He gave them an instruction. Amen. Year of Jubilee, 2017, 2018. Hallelujah. We have an instruction from the Lord God of hosts. It's the year of Jubilee. It's a year of celebrating. It's a year of jubilating. And no matter what the enemy throws at us, we will jubilate. We will celebrate in Jesus' name, because the Lord has declared that it is a year of Jubilee. Amen. So Jesus gave them an instruction. And you know, God is God. God gives us free choice. We all have a choice. God will say to you, do. It's up to you to do. He wouldn't force you. When my kids were little, I'm the boss. You got to do what I say to you. You know, literally. And children, yes. There's some things, even my daughter, I remember teenage years, 2 years ago, came back from mission to Australia, and came back and believed that she was called to Australia and she was going up and go to Australia for the next 3 years. When we prayed, nope. You know, it's true. We told her, we'd heard God. We said, look, we're your custodians right now. God will tell us, and he hasn't said so. So we told her, no, this is what we believe God is saying you should do. So as parents, we can do that with our kids. So it was like, you don't have a choice in this matter. No. It's true. But you know, but God gives us choice. Go show yourselves to the priest. And you know, let me tell you about this instruction. You know, for you to go show, you know, it's the priest that certifies these lepers as leprous. And so when you want to go back to the community, the priest has to check you out and say, yes, you've been healed, you've been cured, you can go back into your community. And God, Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest. Meaning, go show you, tell, let the priest see you and see that you're healed, so that you can go back to the community. But remember, these guys were still leprous. Nothing had happened. Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest. Like, huh? I can't go to the priest because I still have leprosy. But you know what? As they went, amen, in Jesus' name, as you get up and go and do what the Lord has said to do, as you go, it will happen. As you go, and I really believe the Lord is saying, don't wait to see it happen. Get up and do it. And as you go, because literally, as they went, if you go to the next, it says it. As they went, they were cleansed. A lot of us, God, for starters, listen, those guys, they cried out to the Lord, and then they moved us to next level, which was they obeyed the Lord, right? Some of us, God has actually given us a word, and we haven't obeyed him yet. And we're like, Lord, I'm still waiting. No, he's not speaking anymore because you haven't obeyed his last instruction. He's saying to someone here, he spoke to you already. And you're saying, Lord, I'm speaking, I'm praying, you're not answering. What have you done with my last instruction? Peter, Lord, is that you? Yes. Bid me to come. Pa, pa, pa. Walk on water. Naaman, remember the leper? He went and the prophet said, go and wash. And initially he was like, huh? Don't we have better rivers in whatever? How? He wasn't going to go. He would have missed his healing. He would have missed his deliverance. We cannot afford not to do what the Lord has said we should do. If we do, we miss it. Amen. So, Peter, and the thing is, God is merciful. God will not tell you to do what you cannot do. In some context, okay? Like, Peter was looking for money to pay his taxes. The Lord said to him, go to the sea, catch a fish. The first one you see, get it, cut it, there will be money in it. Jesus did not say that to the tax collector because he knew the tax collector would not know how to fish. So for Jesus to give you some instruction, he knows you have the capability to do it. So get up and do it. Turn to your neighbor and say, Jubilee, do it. Get up and do it. Tell them, get up and, oh, Pastor, I can't. Get up and do it. Amen. So cry out to the Lord is number one. And then we go higher. We obey the Lord. The Bible says it, oh God, that if we obey Isaiah 119, we will eat the good of the land. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 all the way to 14 talks about the blessings that comes from obedience. You know, so when we obey, so cry out is this long, wrong, and then obey is here, and then we need to come higher in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we cry out to the Lord, amen, and then obedience is the next one. And then if we go to verse 15 says, and one of them, when he saw he was healed, he returned and with a loud voice glorified God. Listen, that was a 10%. 10 people got healed, one returned. Lift up your hand right now and say, I will be part of the 10%. In the name of Jesus, I will be part of the 10%. And you know what happens when you're grateful? When you have an attitude of gratitude, it sets you apart. You're different from the rest. There is something so attractive about gratitude. The Bible talks about being grateful. You know, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Forget not all of his benefits. Look, why did the other 19, why didn't they come back? Why? Maybe they were so, you know, overjoyed at the fact that they got healed. All they wanted to do was go quickly home and show their family. Or, you know, sometimes you get so busy, like, oh my gosh. And then sometimes you might think, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. Whatever the reason is. And then, you know, sometimes you get a breakthrough here, and as soon as you get a breakthrough, something else is showing up. And then we forget to thank the Lord. We forget to show gratitude. May we never forget. you know, on a daily, consistent, constant basis, we're thanking the Lord. You know, not just that, he came back to show gratitude. He says that he returned and with a loud voice. With a loud voice, he glorified the Lord. You know, when people praise the Lord, you don't know what God has done for them. Look at that leper. That leper, look, he had lost his fingers. His, you saw how he was. His family, he had so much that he had lost. And then all of a sudden, he got healed. He was grateful. That's why, you know how David said, I will be even more undignified than death. You know when God has done something for some people, they stand, they pray, they get on their knees, they praise the Lord. And then some people are focused on looking cute, focused on what other people are thinking about. Who cares? I know what God has done for me. What has God done for you? What has he done for you? What are you grateful for? Why can we not stand and clap and shout and jubilate when we're in the stadium, our team is winning, we're lifting up our hands, we're shouting, we're jubilating, and God does something for us. And we forget, or we think we cannot jump, we cannot shout, we're thinking, we're looking on hey! Look, it's a year of jubilee. God is setting us free from everything that bound us in Jesus' name. We have a voice. We shout, we praise with a loud voice. And you know what? We don't just praise him for what he has done. We praise him for who he is. So all the time, I'm not waiting for God to do anything new. For what he has done, for the fact that I'm alive and well, I can talk, I can see. Come on, people, jump and say, everybody rise up and jubilate. Come on, God has been good to us. No, God has been good. God has been faithful. God has been kind. God is loving. God is consistent. And listen, no matter what we go through in life, because indeed we have some lows and we have highs, but the truth is, God is good. He is good all the time. He is good all the time. So right now, lift up your voices. And honestly, it's a year of jubilee. I want you guys to come out. Come out. And jump and scream and praise him like you've never before. Don't think about the person next to you. Tell him, I'm thanking you for all that you have done, for all that you're doing, for all that you have to do. Lord, I'm thanking you. 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 Jehovah, I thank you. I am grateful. I am grateful. Lord, this morning, Lord, we choose to go higher. Lord, we cry out to you all the time for help. And Lord, you come through for us, you deliver us. Yes, you do. You come through for us all the time. Every time we cry out, Lord, you do. And Lord, we thank you for the people who will move up from that level into the obedience category. Lord, I will obey your word. We will obey your instructions, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. But Father, we declare, we decree today as a body of God that we will move up higher. We will move up higher. We will live a life of gratitude. Lord, of gratitude. Lord, gratitude. Thanking you all the time for all that you do. We bless you, oh God. We exalt you. Jesus' name.